but the society that we live in, the culture we live in, it's kind of slipped, or better yet, zip. There's like little honor out there, right? Anybody notice? There is little honor out there, okay? But the thing that concerns me the most is I've watched the church, who at one time was really honor this, honor him, maybe extreme, you might have thought extreme, all right? But the church, by the way, if you have received Jesus, you are the church. The believers have sort of no honor. I'm watching believers and I'm like, what? And I was that. I was that. It wasn't until I said, and you know, you can't say I don't know, because you'll do things and the Holy Spirit goes, poke, poke. And that's like your little attention. Poke, poke. I want to tell you a few things. So even though I didn't understand honor, he was poking me, okay? So I'm going to poke you, okay? God's going to poke you with his word and the Holy Spirit today, because I really know, guys, we ought to live honor, understand honor, right? So we're going to, so everybody say, what about honor? I'm going to tell you two things. Ready? Here we go. Take your notes. Who do we honor? Like, who do we honor? There's a whole bunch, Ms. Deb, okay? And how? And that's the part that the Lord was, well, he was talking to me about all of them for the last decade, okay? So moving on. My parents grew up what they call the greatest generation that ever lived, okay? And it simply meant they were the GI generation. They had all come out of World War II, all right? That generation, very different than today. And that generation, they were men and women that had served in the armed forces, and they came out with an attitude. They came out with an attitude. Now, my father did not serve in the war. He had some severe medical things, but my mom did. She served as a Navy wave, and right after that, they shut down the waves, and you just go into the Navy. But my uncle served in World War II, all right? One uncle who was in California, I didn't know a whole lot about his story, but my uncle that lived, my dad's brother, my uncle, lived about an hour away. So I got to see this man with an attitude, and I'll tell you a little bit about it, but he had an attitude. He served in the Navy, and after the Navy, he became a New York City policeman. And then my aunt is popping out kids, and she's going, this is ridiculous, okay, this is a little dangerous. So then he became a New York City fireman. And then they moved upstate New York, and he was a New York State fireman and then a postman. Wonder what his pension's like, right? You know, I just try to think. Okay, moving along, staying focused. So because of that, my uncle worked a lot of night shifts, lots, did the night thing. And they had six kids, four boys, two girls. He sort of had a different standard for his boys, but that's okay. And he would say, before he'd go out, boys, you listen to your mom, because if you don't, I'm going to put you through the wall when I come back. Anybody have any parents like that? Oh, yeah, okay. Now, it's not good, okay? Everybody, it's not good, but I'll tell you, it worked. He wasn't abusive. He was just, he demanded honor. Okay. So my uncle demanded honor, and the military demands honor, at least I think they do, okay? They demand honor, okay? So here I'm coming out of my parents' generation, and my dad just followed suit. He demanded honor. But here's the thing. I don't ever remember being taught how to do it. You know, I'm like, well, it's one thing, okay, to demand it, but I really don't remember being taught, okay? And yeah, I know this cute little saying, some things are caught if they're not taught or something like that, but hang with me, okay? So my parents, that generation, demanded honor, but here's the thing, you cannot demand honor out of people. Well, you can try, but it don't go well, right? So, but what you can do is you can learn from the Bible who to honor and how to honor. So today, guess what we're going to do? Who do we honor from the Bible, from the Word of God, okay? Because I have a lot of opinions, and some of them, you know, whatever. But the Word of God, so we're going to know who we honor and how we honor. Who we honor and how we honor. Write that down. Now, it's pretty extreme out there when it comes to honor. Like, you've got this bunch over here, and they're like, honor, okay, a little extreme. And then you've got this bunch, and there's, like, no honor. Like, crazy left field, all right? And not too long ago, I had this conversation. Oh, by the way, so Friday, I got my hair done, and I preached this whole sermon to my hairdresser. And her husband was in the military, so we had lots of input here. Okay, so she was sharing this this thing, and she said, you know, she had heard this person say, "No, I honor nobody. No one's going to tell me what to do. I honor nobody." And we were talking about this because her husband had been in the military for 8 years, and she goes, "Girl, you know what that is?" And I'm chuckling, like, "Preach back to me, girl. Pride." Yeah, guys, that's pride. I don't honor nobody. I don't have to listen to anybody. I'm an American. I can say whatever I want. First and foremost, before you're an American, you are a Christian. First, you're a Christian. Above all else, you are a Christian. All right? And you need to remember that. Amen. Just smile at me every once in a while, okay? Today's a good one. Okay. So here's the deal. I think we've kind of got confused when we talk about honor, because we get confused and we are like, you know, if we're to honor everybody, but I don't like what they're doing, but you're telling me I have to honor them? No, I'm not, okay? So we're going to talk about who we honor and how we honor, all right? Take, for instance, our government. Y'all smile. Don't say anything, all right? The Bible, now smile at me, is very clear that we honor government authorities. But, now you like this part, now smile. But we may not agree with everything. So it has to do with how we honor, all right? So we're going to talk about how we honor. And let me tell you, God did so many things to me about that, all right? And again, there's a lot going on in this, not just our government, in the world, that as a Christian, I do not agree with. Raise your hand. You've seen, like, right? Okay, so I don't agree, but here's the thing. The key is how we handle it. How do we handle it? All right? How do we handle it? And Jesus said, let me just say, you know, when your kids are fussing, well, Dad said you had to do it. Well, here's mine. Jesus said, as long as you're on the planet, and you're a believer, you are the salt and the light. That is it. In a nutshell, you are to be the salt and the light while you're on this planet, okay? So how I act towards people who are doing things or saying things that I don't like, it's how I do it, all right? So we're talking about honor. Open up your Bibles to 1 Samuel. It's like on that side. 1 Samuel, here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, they'll pop it up on the screen. This is written about Eli and his sons. If you've been in children's ministry, this is a really good one to act out. Eli and his sons, here we go. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I say indeed that your house and the house of your fathers would walk before me forever, but now, says the Lord, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Another translation says, considered insignificantly. And another one says, disdained. Okay. So here we have Eli. He is a priest in the temple. All right. And he's got these two sons. And they're kind of coming up under him, you know, like they're coming up, they're going to be the big boys later on, and they're coming up, and these two guys, these two sons, who have been raised in church, who are coming up under him, they are not treating God's people very well. Matter of fact, they're doing some big, bad, and dirty things. They're bad, okay? Okay, so they're doing some wrong things. And the Bible says, the scripture says, a man of God doesn't give his name, okay, but I would assume it's a prophet. A man of God comes up and he says, Eli, this is what God has to say to you. If you honor God, he will honor you. But Eli, you don't honor God, he won't honor you. Matter of fact, lightly esteemed, like hardly any honor, all right? So we're talking about honor. Write this down. Here we go. Honor starts in your heart. Honor starts in your heart, okay? Well, how about this? Honor starts behind closed doors before you publicly honor. It's in your heart where no one's watching first before you go out publicly, all right? So if you're, I honor people, Pastor D, and yet behind closed doors, no one's looking, no one's watching, you are bad-mouthing, slamming, blank, 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 so-and-so person, this and that, you are dishonoring. So the Lord said, you honor me, I'll honor you. You dishonor me or the who's we're supposed to honor. You dishonor, not good, right? So how many of you want to have honor in your life? How many of you like to get honor in your life? How many of you have ever been dishonored? I have watched kids dishonor their parents, and I'm like, Pastor D, they're not your kids. Walk away, all right? So dishonor, not too cool, right? Yeah, how many of you recognize when you've been dishonored? Like, yeah, Pastor D, okay? So here's Eli, and he's getting rebuked. And this is a good one, okay? And God says, hey, listen, Eli, you honor me, I'll honor you. You don't honor me, not good, all right? And none of us want that. So how about let's start with a definition of honor, all right? You, please write this down. Please write this one down. All right, here we go. Honor, the definition means to value, to respect, to highly esteem, to treat something as precious, something weighty or valuable. All right, I'm just going to give you a couple of Old Testament Hebrew words here where I'm just going to, because Pastor D just loves doing this. Okay. The Old Testament word for honor is kabod. Okay, and you would see this honor thing happen in the Old Testament. Do you remember when Solomon finished the temple? And man, they went bananas. They were all out for God. And it said the presence rolled in like a cloud. The present, this heavy weighted thing came in. Okay? That was about honor. Okay? One of those songs, I was like, hold me up. You could sense the presence today. Okay? The presence, which is that word kabob. It's a heavy weighted thing. So, here we go. Who do we honor? Who do we respect? Who do we esteem highly? Because all of those words have to do with honor. All right? Now, growing up in my household, my dad's household, let's put it that way. And again, that's that generation. They demanded honor. But if you went out for a sport and you had a coach, okay, and that coach would tell you some things to do, like that day, he just ran you to the ground, do it again, drill, do it again, do it again. And you came home that night, and you were, Dad, and you're complaining. You know what my dad would have said? Hey, suck it up. Be a man. Right? Go out and play tomorrow. And you're like, Dad? No. Okay, so what the coach was doing, what my dad was doing is trying to push, how about teach? Teach you, he didn't do spell it out. He was teaching about honor this coach. Keep your mouth shut. Do what the coach says. Okay, in a good sense, okay? Now today, in our society and culture, if that coach is, do that drill again, do that drill again, and you know, and everybody's doing that, somebody would be with their camera, and it would be on TikTok, and y'all would see that, and that coach would get fired, right? All right? Okay, but that coach, like my dad says, hey, you know, he's trying to teach you some things, all right? So our culture is really kind of delightful, have that word, all right? But I will say again, God wants you to honor, but he doesn't want it forced on you. But when you understand who you honor, okay, and it flows out of you, it's a whole different story. So if you're taking notes, who do we honor? Number one, who do we honor? Write this down. We honor others. Look at the person, say, you're another. Okay? You are other. We honor, all right? Others. Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Guys, we honor everybody. Pastor D, you better throw out some scriptures because I've got a list that, dear Jesus. Okay, I will. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Be devoted to one another in love. Okay. Honor one another, everybody. Okay? Above yourselves. All righty? Honor everybody above yourselves. All right? So, I kind of struggle with that, okay? So we want to honor, right? We want to honor everybody. Not really, but I will. Okay, I'll honor everybody. But what about if they're not a Christian? Yeah, you have to honor them. Okay, what about if they're my boss? Yeah, he's an everybody, all righty? Everybody. We are to give weight. We are to give respect. We are to value everybody. And I'll tell you how in a little bit, all right? 1 Peter, turn over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. I say that so I can flip my pages. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, okay? Honor who? Everybody. Everybody say everybody. Everybody, okay. Would you like to hear the Greek definition? Everybody. It means everybody. The Greek says the same thing. Honor everybody, all righty? Okay, love the brotherhood. That means Christians. Love Christians, okay, but honor everybody first. Love Christians, fear God, honor the emperor. We're going to talk about that in a moment, okay? But listen to the Message Bible. Ready? Treat everyone you meet with dignity. Treat everyone you meet with dignity. Treat everyone you meet with dignity. You know, sometimes we want to treat everybody nice because I can get something back. Or I'm gonna treat you, honor you, value, respect you because you're going to give me something back. So I'll honor you, okay? This doesn't say that. It says we honor everyone, even if they have nothing to give us. Everybody say everyone. We honor everyone, all right? Why? Because God created us, and God said to honor everyone. God created us. He said, honor everyone, all right? Now, if you don't honor people, you are not going to win them to Jesus. Get a cup of coffee. If you are not honoring people, you're not going to win them to Jesus. My goodness gracious. You get to heaven, and the one thing that God is going to say to you and that he's interested in, that it pleases him, is like, how many people did you lead to Jesus? How many people did you help them come into my kingdom? Okay? And it's not about, Jesus, I own this house, I have this car, I have that. Guys, heaven, streets of gold. Does God care about how rich you are and all those things? Come on. Okay? Listen, you want to know what pleases God? It's not how rich you are. Oh, that guy was so rich. Jesus is like, whoa, woman, you are so rich. You really impressed me. No, you want to impress God? You want to please God? You're going to honor people. And you're also going to share the gospel and win people. That's what does it. All righty? Now, you go dishonoring everybody around you, and I'll tell you how you do it in a moment. And some of you already are like, ouch, Pastor D, I already get it. You go dishonoring them, your voice is shut to tell them about the God that loves, all right? So we're going to have to learn honor. We're going to have to learn honor, all right? Okay, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, all right? Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility. Okay, everybody say humility. Humility, humility means, and we're going to talk more about it at the end, is to lower yourself. I'm going to lower myself. I don't have to be the big shot. By the way, you're not the big shot. He's the big shot. I'm just going to lower myself. Humility, right? Okay? By the way, you know who lived a real humility life? Demonstrate it is Jesus. He was the Son of God, came down here and lowered himself to walk as a man on the earth. And then he says, I am nothing in and of myself, except for my Father, who I only say what he says. So you want to start humility? It starts with, God, I in and of myself, I am nothing. God, it is all you. Amen? All right, that's where humility starts. All righty? So let's read the rest of that. But in humility, value others above yourself. What? What? Do you know that schmo? God? I have these conversations, and he's going, no. D, value others above yourself. All right? Value others above yourself. So this is the Lord spoke to me about 15 years ago, okay? There's this guy on this corner in this city, and he's holding a sign, I need money. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, you're like 20 years old. You look like you're in good shape. And the Lord says, you are to honor everybody. Didn't mean I had to give him money, but man, the pollution in my heart was pretty stinky, okay? So I've been on this journey of honor, all right? So everybody say, honor everybody. Yeah, amen. Okay, the rest of it, verse 4. Not looking at your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Honor, are you for real? And the Lord says, yes, I'm for real. Honor everybody, all right? Okay, even people who can't give you anything back, we honor everybody, all right? Okay, moving on, you get the message. Turn over back to Romans chapter 12, but I'm going to read it out of a different translation. Romans 12, verse 10. Romans 12, verse 10. Ready? Be kindly affectionate to one another, that's the everybody, with brotherly love, honor, giving preference, everybody say preference, to one another. Okay, so I'm at that Walmart parking lot, I got my pulling in, I got my blinker on, tick, 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 and I'm ready, and some car comes in and pulls in where I was going to pull in. What? Beep. Beep, beep the horn, okay? Okay, okay. And you give them a look, okay? But wait a minute, it says, honor giving preference to one another. And that's when I go, okay, it's taken years to do this, y'all, okay? All right, God, I know I need the exercise. I'll park all the way down there because I am going to honor, all right? Those are those little things in life that make life fun, all right? So we are to honor everybody. Here's number two. You're not going to like this one. This is where honor authority. Honor all kinds of authority. Everybody say authority. Okay, all right. Okay, all authority. And you know that guy that says, I don't honor nobody. No man's going to tell me. But buddy, you are in the wrong book because the Bible says we honor authorities. All right. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and watch this. Smile at me. Honor the emperor. Oh, Pastor D. Oh, you know what that means? Back then it would have been also the king. You know what it is today? Come on, yell it. President. Yell it. President. Who do we honor? Yeah, y'all choking on that one. Okay. Okay, so, yeah. But Pastor D, you don't know that. Who wrote this? Peter. Do you know when he lived? Do you know who the emperor was? Nero. Disgusting. Not a Christian. Okay, I don't have to honor. Not a Christian, okay? Not a believer. Doing all sorts of bad, wicked things, hates Christians, killing them, lighting them up like a candle, for real. Nero, who was the emperor, who was the king, who was the president? Nero, okay? And what did Peter say? Everybody say it with me. Honor. Some of you can't say that. I love it, okay. Woo. Honor those who are in leadership, okay? So let me slide you in easy. How about if you just honor the position? All right? Honor, because we're going to read some scriptures. It says God has placed all those authorities, God has placed them in that position. And he's telling you to honor them because he placed them there. I get to heaven, you get to heaven, you're going like, for real, God, you should have talked to me first. But this is what the Word of God says. He has placed men and women in authority. Those, okay, all right. Let me make up a story, because you get it. So when I was growing up, I was born in the 50s, and, you know, 60s and 70s and stuff like this. But if, back then, when I was little, if my dad heard that the president of the United States was going to drive by Main Street, which was, ours was called Queen Street, going to go, my dad would have had us all on the corner waiting to see who. Now, I won't tell you who the president was, because my dad, it would have been the president of the United States. He would have had us up there. Now, hopefully he would have told us why we're doing this, okay? Now, today, if the bus drives by Queen Street with the president of the United States, would you all stand on the corner? Yes, because we honor the authorities. This took me a decade to get. Read John Bevere's book, okay? It did. Okay. Guys, honor authorities. Again, do I agree with everything? Everybody say, hell no. Okay. Okay. All right. Huh? What? All right. So, can you honor the position of pastor? Can you honor the position of a school teacher? Yes. They are authorities. Can you honor your parents? Yes. Can you honor whoever's in authority? Yes. All right. So, yeah, all right. Okay, moving on. 1 Peter 2, go up a couple verses. Verse 13, 1 Peter 2, verse 13. Be subject. This is Peter who told you about Nero, and he says you're supposed to honor all the authorities, okay? And then he says here, be subject. That means to arrange yourself under. To arrange yourself under, for the Lord's sake, every human institute. All right. What? Okay. For the Lord's sake, arrange yourself to every human institution. Institution, okay? All right. Now, keep reading, whether it be the emperor or, you know, as supreme. And that guy was a whack job, Nero. Yeah. He thought he was God and you were supposed to go down and worship him. So, but this is Peter saying this thing. You are to honor him, all right? Some of you were going to fill in the blank on that other one here, okay. So, okay, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil, okay? And to praise those who do good. Alrighty. So. This is a good one here. Honor? God? What? Put myself under and honor every institution that God is, you know? Alrighty. So. Let me give you one more and then we'll move on here. Back to Romans. Romans 13, verse 2, verse 1. Romans 13, verse 1. I got a lot of scriptures. If you can't copy these down, go to the sound booth or they'll send it to you or whatever. We'll get it. It's just, you got to get all these scriptures. Okay, here we go. Romans 13, 1. Let everyone be subject, arrange themselves under, to the governing authorities. God, smile. For there is no authority except that which God has established. Oh, the authorities that exist have been established by God. Right? Okay? Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against who? God. Shoo! Who has instituted it. And those who do so willingly bring judgment on yourselves. So, you don't honor these authorities, you got judgment on yourself. I didn't write this. Something to think about, though, all right? Again, it's how we do it, all righty? So, you should be asking yourself, well, okay, Pastor D, who are these instituted authorities? Who are they? Glad you asked. Jot this down. First one, you already know, governmental authorities. Okay? These are the ones we are to honor. governmental authorities, work and school authorities, family authorities, and spiritual authorities. That's what God says he has placed and you are to honor, right? So, again, just so we're not confused, if I do that and I honor those authorities, then am I agreeing with all of them? No. No, okay? But we are to pray, okay? And do I agree with everything of our president and those boys? No, okay? Sorry, I don't. Okay, but listen, I don't think you or I have ever agreed in every single thing any president did. Right. Come on. True. Come on. There hasn't been one that's just, you just like, oh, alrighty. So, but I pray for them. You need to pray for them, all right? So, honor is not constantly about those authorities, okay? That's not honoring. That is not honoring. Honoring is, that is the President of the United States of America, and I will honor them by praying for them. Everybody say, pray for them. That's how you can honor them, okay? Okay, so we honor others, we honor authorities. Let's move to our next one, okay? We honor parents. All your parents are like, yay! Woo! And all your kids are like, ah, I knew she's going to get to this one. Alrighty, all right. Now, maybe you grew up on the wrong side of honor. Like, you didn't have honor, okay? You didn't honor your parents unless they made you, okay? The day you asked Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior in your life, you now honor. Yippee! Okay, you all know this, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Any kid that's 10 years old should be able to recite it by doing cartwheels because your parents will have said this a zillion times. You all right? Okay, here we go. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, verse 2. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So Paul took this out of the Old Testament, matter of fact, one of the Ten Commandments, right? And he dumps it in the New Testament. All right. And he says, honor your father and mother with, this is the first commandment with a promise. I like promises, okay? Guess what this promise is, ready? That it may go well with you. That you may enjoy long life on the earth. Okay. Who do we honor? Our parents. Now, I always have to say this. What if your parents were, or had a parent that was abusive? And there's yuck there, okay? All right, so one, stay away, like long distance, okay? Distance yourself, okay? All righty, okay? But this is how you honor them. Father, I forgive them, and Father, I pray that you would send laborers to them, that they might know you and receive Jesus, Father. I pray for them. So, I honor them. I can keep a distance from them. Y'all should keep a distance from them, but you're going to pray for them. That's how you can honor them, okay? Now, all of you that have good families, man, just honor them and enjoy them because they are not on the planet forever, all right? My parents, before I was even 40, they had all passed away, all right? So honor your parents, love your parents, hang out with your parents, all right? So honor others, honor authorities, honor parents, and here's the next one, number four, honor marriage. Honor marriage, okay? Our society is whacked and crazy, and they do not honor marriage. Listen, the idea of marriage is so dishonored in our country, in the world, not even just in our country, all right? So listen to what Hebrews chapter 13 says. If you're taking notes, Hebrews 13, 4. Let marriage be held in honor among all. Let marriage be held in honor among all, all right? Now, I'm a believer. I know I should honor marriage. And y'all, the world, you don't know Jesus, and I'm going to call you need to do this. They're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. Maybe a smidgen, but they're not going to get it until God does something like, hey, you bring them to church, and they have they come in our worship experience, and then they hear that they hear the word of God, and they hear that God loves them and they hear that God sent his son Jesus to die for them and they receive Jesus, then you can go up to them and say, marriage, you need to honor marriage, and this is how you do it. But if you're smacking the world around, they don't get it. They checked out, okay? So just a little wisdom. Here we go. Okay, 1 Peter, turn around. Now, all of you that are married, right? 1 Peter 3:7. Here we go. In the same way, you husbands must, I love saying this, okay, give honor to your wives. Husbands, value your wives. Husband, esteem them highly. Husbands, respect. Those are all those words, right? Church really muffed that up years ago. Maybe still. I don't know. Husband comes home. Woman, no. You need to submit to me because it's in the Bible, woman. All right. I've talked to some ladies that grew up in a particular denomination especially. And sorry, the Word of God says, husbands, honor your wives. And you know, when you honor, value, respect, esteem highly, it is really easy to come under and respect you, okay? All right, I'm not going to preach. Okay, Jimmy Evans, go get his CDs. He's on YouTube. You want to know where I'm at? Magic, yeah. Marriage. Marriage is magic. But listen, I want to say this. The church, that's us's, should set the standard. We should be setting the standard on what honor is. We should be setting the standard on honor in all these areas. Like, we should be setting the standard in honor to authorities. We should be setting the standard of honor in maybe not agree with them, but we will honor them with parents and honor marriage, okay? We are the church. We should be setting the standard. That means you need to be living the standard, too, okay? All right. Moving right along, okay? This one you might not have thought of, okay? We honor age. Okay? What? Age, okay. Leviticus, just jot this down, 1932. Stand up in the presence of the aged. Show respect for the elderly. Now, I don't just say that because I'm cruising. But listen, there are people, they're older, okay? And they need younger ones to come alongside them, especially church. And we need to honor them. We need to esteem them. Listen, they plowed ground so you can just slide in and enjoy it, okay? So they need to be loved. They need to be honored. And tell me for the 700th time how to do this on my phone, for crying out loud, just honor me. I'm serious too, okay? Love them, all right? Just love them. Praise the Lord. Honor others, honor authority, honor parents, honor marriage, honor the aged, age, okay? Last one, honor God. Honor God. Who do I mean by that? Jesus. The Bible, the Holy Spirit, God the Father. You honor all of them, okay? You honor all of them, all righty? So how do we honor God? Oh, you're just going to love this. We honor God by looking at his word. I'm reading my Bible, just reading my Bible. Oh, really? And we obey it. Some of you must have skinny Bibles because you've torn that page out and torn that page out and torn that page out. Okay? No. How do we honor God? I'm going to obey what he says. I'm going to obey the Holy Spirit. I'm going to. Okay? And listen, y'all, we should do this and is periodically have a checkup. Father, where have I dishonored you? Don't worry. He's telling you, long before you even say that. But it's good. Father, where have I dishonored you? Please forgive me. And listen, guys, we dishonor God in all sorts of areas. And there may not be the big, bad, and dirty. But I want to just hear his voice and quickly, okay? So that's a good thing. Alrighty, turn over to Malachi. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. If you hit Matthew, you went too far. Back up one. Malachi chapter 1. Here we go. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Sons honor, a son honors his father. Oh, that's good. A slave honors his master. Oh, if I am father, now this is God speaking. This is God speaking. If I am father, where's the honor due me? This is God asking a question, ready? If I am master, where is the respect due, says the Lord Almighty, okay? So God's going, where's the honor? Okay, and he says that to us. And let me tell you, where I was in 2011, he was saying that a lot to me, okay? So we honor God by doing the things he says to honor. Honor others, honor authorities, honor parents, honor marriage, you know, honor everyone. That's how you honor God, right? Let me tell you a couple things that are not honoring. They're kind of dishonoring. Ready? Pastor D, I'll honor you, but the rest of those little minions, I'm not going to honor them. That's dishonoring. Pastor D, you know, I'll honor you. But, you know, even those people that are in authority, I'm not honoring them. That's dishonoring. Come on. Honor everybody. Everybody, okay? Okay. What is honor? To show value. Even if they were turkeys to you. To show value. To show respect. To highly esteem. Right? All right? And you know that one that says, that person that says, I'm not going to honor anybody. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. You are dishonoring. Okay, I've heard this one. Well, Pastor D, nobody knows me here. We will honor you because God says to honor everybody. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Okay, now this one gets me. I'm going to try to do it with a good attitude. Pastor D, the Lord told me that I'm not to serve. Serve in the church, for starters. And I'll give you a whole list. The Lord told me in prayer that I'm not to serve. The Word of God says to serve. And I'll give you more scriptures except for, woohoo, it's lovely right now. Okay? So, yeah, but God told me not to serve. You know what I found out? I've had this happen before. I've heard dillies, ready? But this is what I found out. As years go by, they usually come back and say, Pastor D, really, that wasn't God. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You know what? That made you a liar. But I never say that. I didn't say that. I never say that to them, but I was kind of thinking about that. Okay, don't dishonor God by saying the Lord said. Okay, just reel it in. All right, so let's do this one. How do we honor? How do we honor? We talked about who we honor, authorities, okay, how do we honor? We honor by putting them first. So, Pastor D, we put God first, all right? Yeah, we honor by putting God first, but we talked about people. We honor by putting people first, and there are all kinds of relationships, marriage, parenting, you know, okay? So we honor by putting people first, okay? Let me give you scripture. Philippians, we already read this, but I'll read it again. Philippians 2. Philippians 2. 2:3. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Okay, now, that's good. We already read that, but this is where I want to get Romans 12. Romans 12. Here we go. Romans 12:10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another with, in showing honor. What do you mean? It's competition. I'm supposed to be show honor to them because I'm going to, and then I'm going to show honor to them. No, just honor everybody. It's not a competition, but listen to that. Read that. This is what you're to do. Outdo one another, showing honor. All right. So how do we honor people by putting them first? All right. Well, let me give you an example because y'all like this. Pat yourself on the back. You honor God by honoring his word. Y'all honored God by honoring his word because you came to church today. It's in the word, Hebrews 10, all right? So that's one of the ways you can honor God. And I won't even touch on money because y'all smiling at me finally. Here we go. Okay, so we honor by putting people first, putting God's first. All right, number two, How do we honor? We honor by our words. Okay. Honor is choosing the high road. Dishonor is the low road. All right. James chapter 3. I love this one. All right. This is James. He's the half-brother of Jesus. That means he hung out with Jesus his entire life. Then he figured out and he left revelation that he was the Messiah. Listen, he goes deep and wide with Jesus. And listen what he says. Here we go. With the tongue, we praise our Lord God. Okay, and we did some praising with worship here, okay? Now, what does he do? And with it, we curse human beings. That just isn't F-bombs. That's being dishonoring how you talk to people, okay? Not just that, okay? And with it, we curse human beings who have been made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth comes praises and curses. I love this. And my brothers and sisters, that ought not be, right? It's not to be like that, all righty? All right, so let me give one more about that one, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. My kids could recite this doing cartwheels. Here we go. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk. Should I tell you what that is? You figured it out? It's not always those beep, beep words. Okay, it's dishonoring. Okay, Pastor D, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Not any, okay? But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. That it may benefit those listening, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Okay. Out of your mouth, you need to honor people. Not put them down. Pastor Sheila said, the world is putting them down 24/7. You're the Christian. You're the little Christ. Come on, let's build people up, all right? Let's honor them, all right? So honor them, all right? And honor starts in your heart behind closed doors, all right? Now, I'm going to say this. Some of you, your posts on social media, reel it in, Bubba. You walk around with a smile and you wrote all this thing when you're like all smiling. You were dishonoring. Come on. Especially the ones on the authority, all right? You don't need to be doing that. My dad, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. If you don't have something nice to write, don't write it at all, okay? Praise God. You're bad-mouthing everybody. I just read this, and I forget the exact statistics, but it is a survey. It says people don't like church, but they love Jesus. Raise your hand. You're the church. Wonder why. So people aren't liking church because of we're bad-mouthing, and we're okay? And yet they love Jesus. Guys, can we change this? Okay. Starts with your mouth. Starts with your fingers typing some things. Okay, yeah, all righty. So we honor, how do we honor him? We honor by putting things, people first. We honor by our words. And here's our last one. We honor by showing humility. I'll give you one scripture here. Proverbs 15. We honor by showing humility. Proverbs 15, 32. Here we go. Oh, yeah, this is a goodie. If you read, oh, gosh. I'm not talking about anybody here. So just smile at me. Right? If you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. If I could tell you all the people that I've known here at YCF that reject discipline, really, correction. Okay? All right. Keep reading. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Everybody say grow. Now, I don't always like to be corrected, but I've decided I'm going to suck it up because correction's good for me. It's going to help me grow. Amen. Good preaching. Okay, and fear of the Lord or the fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. And watch this. Humility precedes honor. Okay, so this is what it's saying. Honor comes when you first are humility. You put yourself under people. You start doing that, then honor just flows. Otherwise, you're just a phony. Come on, all right? I'm saying it with a smile, okay? Here we go. So I honor him first. That means I honor his word first. And that means I'm going to honor everyone that he says in his word that I need to honor. Okay, last scripture. I'm going to get this in because I have two more things to say. Last, Romans. We're good. Chill. It's not raining out, is it? Gee, this is great. Guys, love you. Okay, Romans 12:3. Ready? For by the grace given to me, this is Paul, I say to everyone among you, do not think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think with a sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has given you. So I said earlier, you can't win people to Jesus unless you're showing them honor, unless you're humble to them. You can't, all righty? Okay? And really, if you want to do what Jesus wants you to do, be the salt and the light and share Jesus and win people to Jesus, you are going to be humble. You're not going to have, you know, show humility, show honor, okay? Here. Now, what happens if you start honoring people? You start respecting them. You start valuing them. You're like, they have nothing, but I am going to value them. I'm going to esteem them highly. They'll look at you and go, what are they doing? Like, why are they doing that? I can't believe they're being so nice to me. Why are they honoring me? Why do they even talk to me? Okay? And you're like, I don't deserve any of that. I did not deserve Jesus dying on the cross for my sins. I did not deserve this salvation, but he loved me. And we are to honor everybody, right? Amen. Okay, how do I close? Let me think. I only have 5 pages to go. Let me see what else I can do. Stick with me. I believe that God has spoken to hearts through his word, right? And I'm believing the Holy Spirit's just chewing on you, okay? About maybe, it's time to adjust some things in our heart, okay? Adjust some things in our heart that we've not been honoring. So maybe you're like, well, you know, God spoke to me that I've been dishonoring to my parents. I've dishonored my marriage. I have dishonored authorities. Look at the ceiling here, okay? Okay, so I want to pray for everybody. Just close your eyes. Stay with me. Father, I pray for everybody in this place and those listening online, Father. And Lord, I believe you deal with hearts. And these hearts right now would say, Lord, forgive me. Shoo, I've been dishonoring to you, Lord. I've not done the things you said to do. Okay, forgive me. Forgive me for dishonoring. So right now, just, you know, you just stay quiet. It's between you and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. You know, it's one of those times. Just let the Holy Spirit talk to you. Maybe you have to say, Lord, I have really didn't realize that I was dishonoring authorities. And there wasn't a good example of you. I was not being the salt and the light. Or maybe you're just like, I've dishonored my marriage or whatever. And you know what you do when when the Holy Spirit talks to you? Just say, Father, forgive me. And I choose this day to honor you and the people that you tell me to honor. All right, everybody just real quiet. Just you and Jesus. Okay. Okay, with everybody's eyes closed, let me just say this. You know, life has a lot of choices. Was I going to eat cereal or make eggs today? That was a choice. Was I going to come to church today? That was a choice. But there's even bigger choices in life, okay? And God says there's a choice in death or life. What am I talking about, death or life? He said, choose you this day who you'll serve, who you'll surrender to. And if you've asked Jesus Christ into your life, you made a choice to say, I choose life. I choose you, God. I choose to serve you. And for me, there was a series of events, and I just, that was it. I was splat on the floor, and I said, God, I have lived my life my way, and it sure is not good. So today, I repent of living my way, my life, my way, and ask you to forgive me and ask you to come in my life. And so many of you have done that, okay? So I accepted Jesus, and I just realized, you know what? Jesus, I got some brains in my head, but you are definitely smarter, so I'm going to ask you to be my Lord and Savior, all right? And maybe you're here and you've never done that. You've never gotten to the place where you said, Jesus, I need you. I need a Savior. And never said, I repent for living all of this, okay? Well, today's a good day. Today's a good day to say, Jesus, I need you, okay? Jesus, I repent of living life far from you. So if that's you today, I would love to pray with you. Change your whole life. Change my life. So many of you have changed your life, all right? All right? So I want to give you an opportunity in a minute, but here's the thing that Jesus said. He said, there's one way to the Father. And you know, the world that we live in says, oh, there's a million ways to God. You know, you can worship this and you can do that and you can do that. Nope. Jesus said, there's only one way to the Father. So it's coming to him. So if you'd like to ask Jesus to come to you, come into your heart, I'd like to pray with you. And if you've prayed that, but you've kind of gotten disconnected, I always say, put them in the shelf, put them in the house next door, and you want to recommit your life, I'd pray for you too. I'd like to pray for you. So everybody, bow your heads, close your eyes. We're all going to say this, okay? We're all going to say this together. Ready? Father, I come to you today, and I realize I've not put you in my life. I'm a sinner. And today I repent of my sin. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. I will walk with you the rest of my life. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are now a child of God. Amen. It is so wonderful. It is wonderful. So I have some altar ministries up here. If you would like prayer for anything. Hey, everybody say we honor everybody. And then go say hello to somebody. Especially somebody you don't know. Like if you live with that person, go find somebody else. We love you. Have a wonderful day.